happy that Odyssey is your favorite bedtime story.
Can't go to sleep.
Sorry.
Now an exclusive episode from the Odyssey Adventure Club. Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey, where wonder, excitement, and discovery are just around the corner. Are you ready? Come on, let's go for another Adventure in Odyssey.
You'll start here, Camilla.
I don't get it, Mr. Whitaker. You said you wanted me to go on a treasure hunt. Why are we in the Room of Consequence?
No, because this isn't just any treasure hunt. It's interactive. It'll change depending on your choices along the way.
Interesting and confusing.
Here's your first clue. Each one will be on a parchment.
Proverbs 18:10. Are all the clues Bible verses?
Yes, they are.
I don't know that one. Oh, this is about yesterday, isn't it? When I said I'm not going to Awana anymore because I don't have time to memorize verses.
No comment.
I'm not allowed to take a Bible along with me, am I?
Well, actually, you can. This one.
This isn't a Bible. It looks like a glowing red ball.
Read the reference again.
Proverbs 18:10.
The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are safe.
Hey, that's your voice.
Yes, it is.
Cool. So, does that clue mean I need to find a tower?
It does. The verses lead you to each place you need to go next.
But I know you. There's more to this than a treasure hunt. It's about memorizing verses. So, how is this going to teach me that?
I can't say any more.
Okay, fine. I'm ready to go.
Oh, then have fun. And, Camilla?
Yes?
There might be a few surprises along the way.
Where am I? Mr. Whitaker? There's no tower here, just some broken down shacks that, ugh, smell bad. Mr. Whitaker!
Oh, hello?
Oh, hi. Where did you come from?
You're standing at my front door.
This is your house?
Yes, I'm Ashmita.
I'm Camilla.
Did I hear you calling for Mr. Whitaker?
You know him?
He visited our Awana Club.
Awana?
Yes, it's a weekly club where kids learn Bible verses, play games, they study.
I know what Awana is.
Oh.
I'm just surprised you have one here in... Where are we exactly?
Oh, we are in Kathmandu, Nepal.
Nepal? That's near China, right?
South of China, yes. And north of India, the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest, is here. Are you on a treasure hunt?
How did you know?
Mr. Whitaker told me I would need to help someone with a treasure hunt.
Oh, you're part of the program.
What? Sorry?
Never mind. Do you know your way around here?
Well, I've lived in this city for 5 years, so yes, I know it pretty well.
Okay then, here's the first clue. Proverbs 18:10.
The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are safe.
The clues are Bible verses. Mr. Whitaker didn't say that. I'm liking this treasure hunt already.
Do you know where the tower is?
The only tower close by is at the brick factory. It's a smokestack.
There's a brick factory near here?
There are hundreds, but the one I'm thinking of is just down the road. The clue says to run there. Follow me!
Right behind you! Ashmita, slow down.
What's wrong?
It's so smoky.
You think so? The air is very good today.
Good? This is the worst air I've ever seen. And normally I can't see air.
It's a national holiday, so the factories aren't running. On most days, the black cloud is much darker. Should we go in the tower?
Sure, I'll breathe later. Are there normally lights in here?
Oh, they must have turned them off for the holiday, too. Now you can't, how do you say it, see your head in front of your face?
I think you mean hand.
Oh.
Though, come to think of it, I can never see when I have my hand in front of my face. Do you have a headlamp?
Oh, what's a headlamp?
I'll take that as a no. It's a flashlight you put on your head.
You mean like the Bible verse that says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Psalm 119:105.
I didn't know this worked in reverse.
You have a flashlight after all.
No, I don't. Or I didn't. This Bible thing turned into one. How did you know it would do that?
Well, I didn't.
That must be why Mr. Whitaker wanted me to bring this Bible. Because real Bibles don't do things like that.
Oh, shine it over here. I think I see another clue.
You're right. It's another parchment.
It says, Matthew 13:44. I know that verse.
The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field.
If he wanted to show me the importance of memorizing, Mr. Whitaker shouldn't have made this Bible thing say the verses for us.
Why would Mr. Whitaker need to show you the importance of memorizing? You don't memorize?
Like I was telling him, I know some verses, but I only have so much time and so much brain space. And, sorry, but I don't like memorizing very much.
Oh, I love it. Knowing verses helps me know right away how God wants me to handle hard times and difficult situations. I think that if you...
Lisa! Oh, look.
What's wrong?
A shadow moved under that door. Do you think someone's following us?
Hello? Is anyone there?
Come in here. Or Ashmita will come out after you. And that's supposed to scare me.
Pashwan.
You know him?
Pashwan's a, neighbor.
She means that I'm the neighborhood hoodlum.
What do you want, Pashwan?
There's a rumor going around that you're looking for a treasure.
A rumor? Who told you that?
You did.
Were you eavesdropping on us?
No, I was just listening over the wall when you were talking.
That's what eavesdropping is.
We're on a treasure hunt.
Ashmita.
Do you want to help us?
Help you?
Nah.
That sounds like we'd share the treasure. I'd much rather find it first and keep it for myself.
What?
It's either that or follow you and then steal it from you.
No, wait a minute.
That last clue said something about a field. Which one is it?
As if we'd ever tell.
I'm guessing the clay field behind the factory.
Ashmita!
Thanks! See you at the treasure. Or maybe not, since it'll be long gone by the time you get there.
Hey, wait! Why did you do that? Now he'll beat us to it.
And that's a good thing.
Why?
Because he didn't realize that there are two verses on this parchment. And I know what the second one says.
Oh, let me see. Matthew 20:16.
The last will be first, and the first will be last.
So we shouldn't get to the next clue first. According to this verse, we'll only find it if we get there last.
Nice! Mr. Whitaker must have programmed you to be as clever as he is.
What?
Oh, never mind. How far is this field?
Not far at all. We're here. Nothing has changed since the last time I was here.
When was that?
A few months ago. I was here with my daddy. It's the last place I saw him.
Did he die?
No. No. He left our family.
I'm so sorry.
It's not your fault. And now we have a treasure to find. I don't see Pashwan anywhere.
Me either. Maybe he's spying on us because he got here first and doesn't know where to dig. This is a pretty big field. Any ideas?
Actually, yes. Guide my steps by your word.
Psalm 119:133.
Whoa! The Bible turned into a map. Okay, here's where we are. And here's the next clue. See? It's labeled.
Let's go.
Near as I can tell, the next clue is buried here. But how do we dig without a shovel? Can you think of any shoveling verses?
No, but hold that Bible away from you.
Okay. Why?
The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword.
Hebrews 4:12.
Whoa! A real sword! But, sorry, a sword isn't very good for digging.
I know. That's just the first step. Put the sword down. I've got another verse. They will hammer their swords into plowshares.
Isaiah 2:4.
Cool! What is that thing?
A plowshare. You use it to plant crops. Or we can use it like a shovel.
And here, I always thought a plowshare was a musical instrument. Let's dig. Take this long. How many clues has it been?
Counting the ones that led us to the tower, the field, the pit, and the cave, the gate, and the lake.
Yeah?
No idea. A lot.
And you're sure we're allowed in here?
The last clue was Matthew 25:36.
I was in prison, and you visited me.
And this is the only prison. It's been abandoned for years. The only people here now are the kids who come to play.
Not much of a playground.
It's all we have. And the map shows the next clue at the end of this hall.
Oh, I think Mr. Whitaker is trying to wear me out. He must think it'll be easier to convince me to memorize stuff if I'm tired.
You keep saying things like that. Why don't you like memorizing?
I don't see the point when we can look up verses whenever we want in our Bibles.
We couldn't have used the Bible for the light and the sword and the plowshare if we didn't know the verses.
But how often does something like that happen in the real world, when we're not on a treasure hunt like this? Don't you think memorizing is really hard?
Sometimes. But a lot of things that God tells us to do aren't easy. Just because they're hard doesn't mean we shouldn't do them. I think the next clue is in this cell.
I thought cells had bars. This just has a door, which is locked.
Thankfully, I know Acts 16:26.
And suddenly there was a great earthquake, and the foundations of the prison were shaken. Then immediately all the doors were opened.
Whoa! That worked, but this place doesn't seem very stable. I'd rather have used the key. It's on that peg.
That might have been easier. Come on. There's the next parchment.
It has two verses again. 2 Corinthians 4:7.
We have this treasure in jars of clay to show that...
There's a building near the factory with clay jars.
Let's go.
What about the other verse? Job 18:9.
A trap seizes you by the heel. A snare holds you fast.
That isn't much of a clue. More like a warning.
Warning for what?
Probably about me.
Hush, one!
Give me that Bible thing!
Hey, that's mine!
Was yours!
You asked for it!
Stay back!
Ow!
Let me help you up!
He's going for the door!
And while you're at it, stay put!
Hey!
Thanks for leaving the key on the peg here, Asmita.
Open the door, Pajwan!
Or else what? You call me mean names?
Why are you doing this?
I want the treasure. And now that I have this Bible thing, I'm going to get it. Don't have fun without me. Bye!
I'm so sorry, Asmita. I should have been more careful with the Bible. Without it, or the key, we're stuck in here.
Maybe this is all part of the treasure hunt.
Why would Mr. Whitaker want us here?
I don't know. It's funny. I memorized all these verses because they helped me through different times in my life. When I first came to this village, I didn't believe in God or anything, really.
Oh.
But at church, I started to hear all these stories and verses about him. You know that verse about the treasure hidden in a field?
Uh-huh.
I learned that verse in my Awana club.
Oh.
And it filled me with wonder, especially the part about how the man sold all he had. It says, in his joy, he gave up everything.
Mm-hmm.
I had to leave my home when I was young. Later, my father left our family. Losing things didn't seem joyful to me.
Oh.
That verse made me think about the importance of the kingdom of heaven. At church, when we got to the verses about a door being opened, I knew I had to open the door and let Jesus into my life.
That's great, Ashmita.
That's why I love memorizing Bible verses. I feel like I know the real power of God's words when I hide them in my heart. I wonder, maybe we can use that power now.
That's what we've been doing. But Pashwan took the Bible
and the key.
The words of God have power if they're in our minds and written in our hearts. Maybe that's the point Mr. Whitaker was after.
Showing us we need to memorize the verses so they're a part of how we think. You're not gonna quote the earthquake verse again, are you?
No. This place wouldn't stand for another earthquake. It might collapse on us. Hebrews 12:29. Our God is a consuming fire.
Fire? Wait a minute. Whoa. You think this is better than the earthquake? How is that supposed to help get us out?
I thought it would burn through the door.
Just try another verse. Hurry. Quick, something about water.
Amos 5:24. Let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream.
It worked. The fire's going out.
But the room's filling with water.
The door's still locked. Come on, Ashmita, think.
Matthew 16:19. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
I just saw it. A key.
It fell in the water. It's gone.
Oh, no, it's not. I'll be right back.
Camilla, wait. 2 Samuel 22:17. He drew me out of many waters. Camilla, are you all right?
I got it. I got the key.
Quick, open the door.
The lock's underwater, but I think I can reach. The key fit. I'll turn the handle. Get ready.
For what? Are you all right?
Never better.
When Mr. Whitaker wants to teach a lesson, he doesn't mess around, does he?
No. I can't believe how well you knew those verses. I mean, they were just right there.
If you practice anything long enough, it becomes a habit. But now, I wish I'd used the verse about knock and the door will be opened unto you. That would have been easier.
But so much less fun. What was the next clue again?
Clay jars. Come on! This is the room with the jars. Maybe Pashwan...
It's already here.
Pashwan?
What? Oh, you two again? How did you get out of that room?
You wouldn't believe us if we told you.
I take it by all the broken jars that you haven't found the next clue?
I thought I found it on the floor when I got here, but it wasn't a clue.
So you just started breaking jars?
The real clue must be inside one.
What did you find when you got here?
It's not like it'll help you. Matthew 6:21.
For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
See? That makes no sense. The treasure is where my heart is. What kind of clue is that?
Where is your heart?
In my chest. Where's yours? Your anchor?
It's a symbol. The Bible is full of those. Your heart is what's important to you.
And Mr. Whitaker wants us to learn that our treasure should be...
in the Bible, right? I'm way ahead of you. I already opened this Bible thing. There's no treasure inside.
Of course there isn't. The clue doesn't mean that the treasure is in the Bible.
It doesn't?
No, it doesn't say your treasure will be where your heart is. It's the opposite. Your heart is where your treasure is.
Treasure doesn't follow our heart. Our heart follows our treasure.
So whatever is important to you, whatever you spend your time doing, that's your treasure. If it's reading and learning from the Bible, your heart will follow the Bible.
This is all great, but it doesn't answer the question. Where is the treasure. That gold or silver or jewels or whatever it is.
You're not listening. Mr. Whittaker wanted to teach us a lesson.
So this guy you keep talking about, Mr. Whittaker, just made up this treasure hunt to teach us a lesson? He didn't hide anything valuable?
The Bible's valuable, but it's a whole different kind of valuable than you're thinking.
Aw, man! All this for nothing? What a waste of a perfectly good afternoon. Next time, Asmita, why don't you hunt for a treasure worth stealing? Goodbye!
I'm sorry there's no treasure for you, Asmita. I know you could use it.
Haven't you been listening, Camilla? Jesus is my hope and my treasure. Why would I need more than that?
But then, why go on this hunt with me? If you didn't want a treasure, like gold or whatever.
For my church. Right now, there's no room for more people. I would have used the treasure to build a church big enough for everyone to come and hear about Jesus. Do you want to come to my church?
Sure, I'd love to.
But first, we should clean up this room. We don't want Pashwan to get in trouble.
Why do you care? He did lock us up, you know.
You know the answer to that.
Let me guess. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you?
Luke 6:31.
One of my favorites.
But how can we fix the jars? They're smashed.
I had an idea for that, too. I'm not sure if it will work, but pick up the pieces of that jar.
Okay.
Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore to you double.
Zechariah 9:12.
Wow! Now I have two jars. And they're heavy.
Did you hear that?
Yeah! They're filled with coins!
Pour them out!
It's the treasure! We found it! Oh no.
What's wrong?
The adventure is ending. But I don't want to go!
Welcome back, Camilla.
Oh, Mr. Whittaker, why do you have to end it there? We found the treasure, and I really liked Asmita. I wanted to talk to her more.
Well, maybe you can. You can come out, Asmita.
Asmita?
Camilla? Camilla! You're real.
So are you. How did you get here? Do you really live in Nepal?
I do. Mr. Whittaker's organization brought my mom and me to your country so I could tell kids in your Awana clubs what it's like in my country, and I could see what it's like in yours.
I wanted all the kids to hear Ashmita's story in person.
So that's your story we saw? That city?
Is my real home.
Did you really become a Christian through memorizing the Bible and going to Awana?
Yes.
Is there really a brick factory and a tower and a field and all those things that we saw?
Yes.
Wow. I thought this whole treasure hunt was made up. Too bad the treasure in the jars wasn't real, huh?
Well, who says it isn't?
What?
That was the money that our church collected. We wanted to give it to you, Asmita, for your church.
Oh, really? Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome.
But would she have lost the money if we didn't complete the treasure hunt, Mr. Whittaker?
No, of course not. The money was going to Asmita regardless. I thought we'd have a bit of fun with it first. And even more important, I thought you and Asmita might like to have an adventure together.
With that money, my church will be able to build more rooms. I can invite my whole village to church. Maybe even Pashwan can come.
When are you going back?
Thursday.
Then can we go to Awana together on Wednesday?
I thought you weren't going, Camilla.
Oh, Mr. Whittaker, I wouldn't miss out on hearing Ashmita's story again. And I have verses to memorize. Of course I'm going.
Of course.
So, Pashwan is real?
Oh, yes.
Is he really so mean?
I guess, but he's pretty funny.
You know, today we can get so busy that reading, studying, and memorizing are forgotten. But when we make it a regular part of our lives, we realize how wonderful and important it is. Psalm 119 says, I have hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. I study your commands and reflect on your ways, and I delight in your decrees, and I will not forget your word. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Where Your Treasure Is, an Odyssey Adventure Club exclusive, was written and directed by Nathan Hubler, with sound design by Jonathan Crow, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Andre Stoika, Michaela Dean, Georgia Dolans, and Arian Renchett. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.